Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Michelle Townsend Grove, and I am the founder and facilitator of a program that has been near and dear to my heart since 2016. It's called UU Bible Study. It's an intersection between this complicated layer Christian faith that is of my childhood and early adulthood, and my current Unitarian Universalist faith, which is expansive and understanding of the awesomeness and love that is a part of our world and our spirituality. So I developed UU Bible Study as a way to intersect those two worlds. And my hope is that Unitarian Universalists and others of many different faiths, Christianity and beyond, will gather to have conversations about these texts, about these stories, in ways that we can understand not only the depth and the intricacies of these stories, but we can also understand how they have both impacted and influenced our culture today, the culture of the past, and dare I say, the culture of where we are going. For the more we understand and have conversations about these stories, the more we can have conversations within our world on a political level, on a sociological level, on a cultural level, et cetera, et cetera. So I reside in the northwest corner of Illinois in a town called Galena, Illinois, and I serve a congregation a bit east from me in Stockton, Illinois. And through that relationship and a relationship with the Dubuque, Iowa congregation, which is just over the river from where I live, I was able to develop a friendship with Reverend Samuel Felderman. Reverend Felderman is an interfaith minister who works with the Dubuque congregation and who often preaches at the Stockton, Illinois congregation. And our friendship and conversations have led us to some interesting projects. And so just a few months ago, we completed recording the sessions for a UU Bible study class on Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar, the parents of three major world religions. And those classes went beyond my wildest dreams, thanks to the knowledge and insights of Reverend Felderman. Then a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months now, Reverend Samuel Felderman had a great idea. Samuel, you want to tell everybody about your idea and how it informs this new podcast?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. My name is the Reverend Samuel Felderman. I am so excited to be here. Michelle, thank you so much for inviting me on this journey that we're going on together, and hopefully with all of you who are listening. I'm so excited for this time. There are so many things that we could say about a podcast like this. I want to draw people's attention for a couple of reasons to why this is important. The first is, I would remind us all that our fourth source of faith and the sources from the Unitarian Universalist Association is the Jewish and Christian teachings. So here we are sort of exploring that story, right? Where the Jewish and Christian scriptures hold for us this story of what it means to be loved by God and what it means to extend that love to others. There's also this really interesting reality that whether you are religious or not, whether you are a person who reads the Bible, uses the Bible or not, our entire culture is just permeated with a biblical referencing and biblical underpinnings that most people might not even realize are there. And when we think about how we are asked to interact as a culture, as UUs and beyond with our larger culture, having a base understanding of what the Bible says and what it really can mean for us in our context today, I think is wildly important. And so as Michelle and I were talking back and forth about different things, I mentioned that I had found this resource that I'm just absolutely in love with. It is a It is known as the Woman's Lectionary for the Whole Church and is put together by the Reverend Dr. Wilda Gaffney. Now, we will some other time talk about exactly what a lectionary is, how it's put together, and its use historically. But what you need to know on sort of the short end of it is that a lectionary is a gathering of readings that are assigned for all of the Sundays of the year. The calendar of a lectionary normally begins the first Sunday of Advent, which is this time of preparation leading up to Christmas. And it actually then goes through the whole calendar year, following the stories of different characters in the Bible, and looks at an Old Testament passage or a Hebrew Bible passage, a psalm, one of the 150 psalms, or a canticle, which is another hymn of praise found in the Hebrew scriptures. Then there's a reading from the epistles, and then a reading from the gospels. And Wilda Gaffney's, Dr. Wilda Gaffney's Year of the Woman really lifts up the stories and narratives about women in the Bible and looks at these texts that are often overlooked as we go through. Oftentimes we sort of skirt over the importance that women have played and their place in this unfolding story. And so I'm really excited for this time together, where we will be we'll be able to learn and to read and to study. But I'm also really excited that we are taking this in a devotional and pastoral direction as well. One of the things that you'll see through the flow of the podcast is that Michelle and I will begin each week with a reading of the psalm, a reading of the psalm of the week that's been assigned. And instead of digging in and taking sort of an academic stance on it, what we're going to be doing is inviting you to hear that psalm twice. First of all, you're going to hear it from a variety of different translations, English translations, some which are more paraphrases, some which are direct translations. Some, like the King James, will be sort of old-fashioned and beautiful, and others will be much more matter-of-fact and more simple to hear. And then we'll be reading Dr. Gaffney's translation, because not only did Dr. Gaffney compile this text, these series of texts, she also translated them. And so we're blessed to have this incredible resource that the Reverend Dr. Wilda Gaffney, who is this incredible theologian that, please everyone go out and Google her, has put together for us. And so we're excited to invite you into a conversation and a space that I hope will stimulate your mind and lead you to learn new things, but will also stir your heart into understanding the ways that these stories from ancient peoples, from such different contexts and times from ours, can still speak to us today and move us to live lives of justice and of peace in a way that we've not been called to before.
Thank you. Samuel, I am so excited for this. This is really a fun project, and I'm looking forward to going week by week and finding new gifts as we go. One of the things that's probably important for the readers to know is a little bit about who we are. And so, you know, so I am Dr. Michelle Townsend Grove, who is currently a Unitarian Universalist lifespan religious educator, someone who had played with the call to ministry and decided that that's not my call, that education is my call. And so I've gone to seminary with that call kind of directing me. My roots started in the United Methodist Church. My father is a United Methodist minister in the Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia. And so I grew up in that Christian tradition, a very progressive United Methodist tradition based in social justice and service than, you know, maybe a more conservative, you know, Christian tradition might, you know, entail. And yet out of that, as I studied, as I reflected, my theology went in a very different way. So I am a Unitarian Universalist today because I do not believe in Jesus as the divine, as a part of the Godhead. That's a part of my theology. And I own that as mine and honor others, which are different. Am I a theist? Yes. And if we ever discover that there is no God, I'm okay with that. That's my theology, you know? And so I love exploring these stories because the stories of the divine are powerful, no matter what the name of the Godhead is. To me, those stories have so much to give us. And it also helps us on a historical point to understand the social justice aspects and where it is that we as humans in a creation that is hurting can do better. And thank you for naming it, because it is important for us to be able to speak this language, the language of the Jewish scriptures, the language of the Hebrew scriptures, the language of the New Testament, particularly in the lens of Christianity, because Christianity is the dominant force within this country in which I am at least rooted right now, the United States of America. And we need to know those stories to understand the dynamics, the politics, the sociology, and all of those things. So now, okay, what about you, Samuel? Where have you been? Who are you? Where are you going?
Where have I been? Where am I going? All great questions that I ask myself more often than maybe is normal or appropriate. Again, my name is the Reverend Samuel Felderman. I am an ordained interfaith minister that is proudly serving in the Unitarian Universalist Association. I was raised in a very conservative, King James only using Baptist Christian household. I grew up with very loving and devout parents. I was in church 3 times a week. And I grew up with these stories. As you said, I grew up reading and memorizing and studying these texts. And well, my theology is different from substantially different from the one that I was raised in. My love of these stories and sort of my enchantment with them has never gone away. There's something incredible about bearing witness to how people interacted with the divine from thousands of years ago in different ways and in different forms. That love of that discovery of how people understood God and how that pulled them to do crazy and wonderful and sometimes terrible things is what has kept me in love with the Bible. It's also what drew me into interfaith work, of watching and looking at how other people have always interacted with what they called God in different times and in different places all over the world. And that fascination of what does it mean that God is present? And what does that look like in ancient ways? And what does that look like now? And what does it mean that those are questions that we have been asking since as far back as we can go? This is the question that we've been asking all of human history and are continuing to ask. What does it mean? What does it mean that the divine shows up? And what does it mean that, and we'll see as we go into this, especially in our first Advent series, we'll see, what does it mean that God sends angels to show up and announce random things? What does it mean? What does all of this mean? And what does it mean for us as we explore our own lives as individuals, our own lives as a community, as our own lives as people trying to bring a better and more just world to fruition.
Nice.
I think a beautiful exploration, and this is an incredible way of being able to accomplish that goal. And I'm so excited for the opportunity for us to be able to share not only our passion for these stories, but also our passion for a better world.
Good. Thank you. And I'm so excited to be working with you on this. So thanks for your willingness, you know, to dive in and dive deep. And just know that for those who are listening that, you know, at least one of the struggles and one of the things I'm acutely aware of is that I am a white identified cisgendered straight woman who comes to this married to Andy Townsend, who we've been in, you know, marriage for, you know, a couple of decades. And we have a daughter who is a junior in high school. And I have been in theology church work since 1988. And in that time have really kind of expanded and progressed, and but also have seen where my shortcomings are. And we are honoring Reverend Dr. Wilda C. Gaffney and are awed by, you know, Gaffney's work. And also, I am acutely aware that I identify differently, and I'm a part much more with the white supremacist culture who has done so much harm. And I want, at least one of my goals in this is that we bring in other voices so that we can expand that and that we can learn and start to shift some of our own behavior at that point. Samuel, any thoughts on that or where we're going with that?
Well, I think it's so important to highlight that we are, you're so right. We are two cisgendered white people in middle America. Right. And I love middle America. I do. I'm proud to live in Iowa and be surrounded by cornfields and but whether it's us or you, whoever is listening, it is so important to remember that we bring with us prejudices, preconceived notions,
yep,
preconceived understandings of what the Bible is, what God is, what Christianity is, what Judaism is, what the story of God means. We carry within all of us a particular worldview, and we all have, myself very much included, have blind spots. And I am so excited for this opportunity for us to be able to learn and grow together, but also learn and grow with our listeners. And I am excited to be able to learn and to be broadened and expanded of what does it mean for all of us to come to this text? What does it mean for all of us to come to this place? And who is not present, right?
Yes.
So when I say all of us, what do we mean by all of us? And there's this reality that we're going to face time and time again as we go through these conversations, that for much of Christian history, just like much of the narratives of the Bible, it has been men who have controlled the narrative. It has been men who have written the books. It has been, and not just men, overwhelmingly upper class white men who have cisgendered, heteronormative white men who have been giving us the narratives that we believe about the Bible. And what does it mean that we can explore different ways of understanding? And I'm hopeful and excited that we will be able to work all of us together.
Nice.
At coming to these texts in a meaningful way that is full and complete and life-giving. And I'm really excited for that opportunity.
Oh, yes, me too. And it's going to be important to know for those who are listening that this is messy. These stories are not always easy, feel good, warm and fuzzy stories. In fact, most of the time, we're going to hit trauma, we're going to hit invisibility, we're going to hit harm, we're going to hit some abuse, a lot of abuse. And the fact that our current society uses that to continue the harm and abuse is one of the reasons why telling these stories is so important. And I know for me, one of the reasons I want to do this is that not because I'm an expert. This is not a place. I have some knowledge and I'd like to bring that to the table, but I am more a learner. I am more a how can I, in the privilege where I sit, start to reshift and reframe both myself and be an advocate for reshifting and reframing in society so that those who have been harmed and abused, those who are invisible, can now be brought to the center and we get out of the way. I don't know. Thoughts or?
I think, again, in the culture that we live in the time and place that we are in, I don't want to say there's never been a time. Now is a really great time, friends.
Okay.
Now is a really great time to learn some stuff about the Bible. And now is a really great time to hear what other people have to say.
Good.
And I hope that this can be a place that we can practice what we're preaching and learn and grow. And I hope that we can inspire those who are listening to join us on that journey and look at stories and texts and words that have meant so much to so many people for so many years and hear them honestly and acknowledge them for what the beauty that they hold, but also the complicated pieces of what they hold. I'm excited about this being a place where we celebrate the beauty of the Bible, where we celebrate the interest of the Bible, where we celebrate the craziness of the Bible, but we also can celebrate the honesty that the Bible can bring if we are willing to actually be honest with it.
Thank you. And we welcome you with your theology, with the very different identities of the listener, and hope that you can find a way to intersect with the stories, knowing your own experiences, knowing your own life journey, knowing your own beliefs, because these are for all of us in different ways. Thank you.